Hi, my name is Madison Grego. I've been here since I was born, Tucson, Arizona. I'm the first of two girls, and yeah, it's a little sad, but I can share it. So when I was little, there's always this song that my dad would always play in the car. It's kind of a weird song, but it's called September by the Green Day, and he'd always play it because when I was little, I'd always want to sing it in the car. He's no longer in my life, but till this day, I listen to it and I get that emotional feel. And I remember him being there and like playing it for me and all that. And I remember when I was always sad or whatever, he'll just play that song all the time. And I always remember like, wake me up until September ends. And I'm like, oh, I can't. So yeah, that's a song that really hits home for me. Even though it's a little weird, it's a good song. It's just that one song. Yeah. I try to listen to Green Day, but I don't think it's really my jam. But yeah. That song is the only one that really just hits the heart, you know? The grocery store. Literally the grocery store. And I remember, I don't remember when it was, but me and my sister were outside playing on the swings. And we like to like twist it. Like I twist it all the way and then I just let her go. And then she likes to spin around. And I remember she's like, oh, like put a song on. And I remember like having the song in my head, but not remembering like the title of it. So I remember it popping up and me being like, oh, like let me play this one. I remember playing it and I just automatically cried. And my sister's like, are you okay? Like she asked me like, are you fine? And I was just so happy, like, you know, because I found the song. And I just told her, I'm like, no, this song is just really special. And she's like, it's going to be okay. And then we just continued playing on the swings after that.
How old was she?
She was probably like 5.
Okay. And
yeah.
You're the big sister?
Yeah, I'm the big sister and she's the littlest. So we're like 10 years apart. My mom had us like very split. But yeah, she was 5 and I was probably like, I don't know, I can't do the math. But I was, yeah. Yeah, because like, I remember it, like, I only remember the line, wake me up until September ends. I remember that only part, but like, I don't know, it didn't click to maybe like type that into Google or anything. Right. But I remember just having that part replaying in my head and then I just never found it or never thought to look for it or whatever. So then when it came up and I started playing, I was like, I found it. And it's just like this rush of like me being in the car and smelling like my dad's cologne and like having melted crayons in my car seat because I did that all the time. And like just being in the car and whatever with him singing it and stuff and him hitting the steering wheel, like playing the drums and whatever, just like rushed into my head. And I don't know, it made me happy and sad at the same time.
The smell that came back, the smell
mm-hmm. of his crayons. Yeah, melted crayons and cologne. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really powerful memory.
Yeah, I remember just sitting in, like, you know how you put the child in the middle of the thing? And I remember just sitting there in my booster seat and just the song playing and again, melted crayons and cologne and him in the steering wheel, patting the steering wheel to the drums and whatnot and just waiting there in the sun. It's just comes back. Sometimes I do it when I miss him a lot, or sometimes when I just you know how like you go back to old songs because they again like they make you happy, or you want to bring up a certain emotion. I do that a lot sometimes, so I'll just like be in my bed and have my stuffed animal and just play it and just let myself feel the song and remember him and stuff like that. I think music does that a lot, to help you get through certain things or help you understand certain things you're going through when your own words don't. A lot of songs like that, or especially a lot of gospel music, my Nana used to always play the piano and you could be sleeping and she wouldn't care. She would just like sing like all these old hymns and stuff like that. And I remember waking up and her just singing to them and just like, you know, just like feeling other people's powerful voices and music like rush to her, and when she sings you also feel that. So like sometimes again, like when I just have a bad day and I just need to feel that, I don't know, like that electric feeling, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain it, but like how I say like the music kind of goes through your body and makes you feel alive, I always listen to like old hymns, or I'll sit with her and me and her will sing old hymns together, and like that helps a lot too sometimes when life is a little too tough. side note, I'm really bad at instruments. Like, I can't with instruments, but she's really good at the piano. So I would always sit with her, and she would play the piano, like, and sing those hymns. And, like, just when I was little, I would just always be over at her house and stuff like that. But, again, like you said, like over time, when I got older, I kind of understood what those feelings, like, the feeling that music gives you over time, and how, like, certain genres of music help certain people through those times and whatnot. So, like, yeah, when I got older, it was more like I sat with her because I wanted to, not because I kind of had to when I was a little kid, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think so. I have a friend, and she's deaf. She can't hear. But she does have, like, hearing aids and stuff, so she can hear, but she was born deaf.
Yeah.
And I remember meeting her and telling her, like, hey, like, I love music and whatever. And I remember this is where we, like, connected and, like, realized that we actually really wanted to have each other in our lives, where, like, we just sat down and we just talked about, like, how music makes us feel and how certain music, like I said, helps you say things that you don't know how to say. And I remember her saying, like, she goes, sometimes I don't even want to hear the words. Like, sometimes I remember her getting, like, the speakers and just putting it to her chest and, like, feeling the music. Like, imagine, like, feeling the music, you know? And, like, I feel like everybody feels that. Like, no matter what genre it is, no matter how silly the song is, no matter how deep the song is, I think that if the artist wants you to feel something, it's going to hit somebody in some sort of way.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I remember her telling me that, and I was like, you know, like, wow, like, somebody feels, again, like, the electricity, or somebody feels, like, it in your heart or in your head, and, like, those lyrics repeating in your brain, and it's just, like, it's crazy
that
other people can feel those things when you think that you're the only one. Yeah. I think, or is one, but I think it's kind of, not off topic, but kind of a little rant thing. I think that, like, I don't think you're supposed to be good at music. I think if you want to be good at music for other people, of course you have to be good. But I think that if you want it to, you know, just feel it and stuff, I think that you can, like, suck, if that makes sense. I'm horrible at singing, and I'm horrible at instruments, and I really wish I could play instruments, but I love to sing. And, like, singing makes me so happy. And, like, sometimes I get mad at myself for not playing instruments, but I know it's good for my ears because I'm horrible at it. But I think that, like, music and, like, especially art in general, like, you can just suck. And if it makes you happy, then that means maybe somewhere out there it's going to also make someone happy, if that's your intention. And, yeah. So, yeah, that's my little rant.